Here in the U.S., it's been a week since President Bush signed an executive order giving him the power to have foreigners suspected of ties with terrorist groups stand trial before special military tribunals. The president's move has drawn criticism from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Mr. Bush is standing firm. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The president said little about the order he signed authorizing military tribunals until yesterday. Mr. Bush was asked to respond to critics in Congress and elsewhere who say those tribunals represent a retreat from traditional American justice. The president replied, "The option to use a military tribunal during a time of war makes a lot of sense.
I ought to be able to have that option available should we ever bring one of these al-Qaeda members in alive. It's our national interests. For our national security interests, we have a military tribunal available. It is in the interest of the safety of potential jurors that we have a military tribunal."
The president pointed out that Franklin Roosevelt also set up a military tribunal during World War II.
"And so to the critics, I say, I made the absolute right decision."
And many lawmakers, especially Republicans like Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth, also think the president made the right decision.
"I am completely comfortable with it because we have to take actions to stop those within our borders who wish to do us harm."
Other lawmakers, though, strongly question the tribunals, whose jurors are military personnel and whose verdicts cannot be appealed. The most prominent critic is Senate Judiciary Chair Patrick Leahy, a Vermont Democrat who authorities believe was sent an anthrax-laced letter, much like the one sent to Majority Leader Tom Daschle.
"I certainly want to see them arrest the person that tried to kill me and Senator Daschle. But I don't want to see us suddenly set aside our laws because it's always done with it. Well, it's just this one time. We're only going to do it because of this one instance."
And it's not just liberal Democrats like Leahy who are questioning the wisdom of the president's action.
"The scope of this executive order takes your breath away if you read the details of it."
That's Bob Barr, a conservative Georgia Republican and member of the House Judiciary Committee, who's calling for hearings on the military tribunals.
"The administration is now on its own, without consulting with Congress, reaching for and taking unto itself additional vast new powers, both substantive and procedural."
And according to James Thurber, an expert at American University on relations between the White House and Capitol Hill, Congress could indeed challenge the president's executive order.
"The Congress always has the right and the responsibility to review actions by the executive, and they have the right to pass a law that would restrict his power to establish these tribunals."
But Thurber notes that with polls showing broad public support for the president, it would be hard to find enough votes in Congress to overrule Mr. Bush.
"They can use the court of public opinion, give speeches on the floor, have hearings, do a variety of other things to focus on the fact that he has this power, and that, in fact, in turn would limit, I think, the way he would use it. He would have to use it very carefully in any case, but I think they could limit his actions through the court of public opinion."
Senate Judiciary Chair Leahy said in an interview today he does not intend to exercise congressional authority to overturn the military tribunals. But he and the committee's ranking Republican, Orrin Hatch, have asked Attorney General John Ashcroft to further explain those tribunals at hearings that may take place the first week of December.
"Let's be careful. Do we really want to go nuclear on our constitutional rights when it doesn't protect us? And I would hope that what would come out of these hearings would be an understanding of just how far this pushes our rights and whether we gain anything from it."
Leahy says what's at stake is the prestige of American justice, both at home and abroad. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.